Okay, Basi Lagani Toshim Membeis, Ois Vav. Okay, we'll start from the beginning of Ois Vav again. Page Lamed Aleph in these booklets. Okay, the last thing the Alter Rebbe was explaining, that the pasuk begins Naftali Ayala Shlucha Feminine, and then it ends Anesin Imre Shafer. So the Alter Rebbe explains that every level after the Tzimtzum is feminine. And like, therefore we say, Ata Hashem Elokim Levadecha, Ata is Aleph Tav Hei. And then it says, Ata Sisa Aleph Tav, which is feminine, At, even though you read it Ata. So he says that the whole inyan of Tefillah is to fix what's lacking. That's the concept of daven. If you have it, you don't need to daven for it. See, daven for something you don't have, which is the level of Naftali, and because Elokus after the Tzimtzum is much less, so we're davening that that level of Elokus should be revealed again, which is through, like the Alter Rebbe says, I only want you, I don't want you, Gan Eden, and every Jew is able to ask that request because the Alter Rebbe broke through the child. Yeah? Okay, I got it. That means you don't have it and you're asking for it.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's what davening is all about. Okay, so the first few lines here we learned. The calls in Asper prepared to be Gimel Tezvav Dvarim. And now, this is all done in the Mishkan down here through taking the 13 or 15 objects. Shekelim is Kolem Kulei. That includes the whole world. Shei Klolis. To make a dwelling place down here. That's the whole purpose of building a Mishkan or Aravid of Tayna Mitzvah, is to reveal Elokus down here. The Sham Guf and there itself. To reveal Elokus in the lowest of all places. That was the purpose of the Tzimtzum. Kamavur by Maimelaki explains in the Maim Shesava Salem Saisaide Tzimtzum Shahaya Be'erinza Baruchu, that the whole creation of the world, we learned many times that through Tzimtzum, Tzimtzum Arishin, then the various different Tzimtzumim. And he says, not only Tzimtzum Lashin Yachid, it doesn't only mean one Tzimtzum, El Kderis, the Baal Shem, like the Baal Shem of State of that he brought before. Shakodish Baruch Hu Elsa Kamet Tzimtzumim that a Kama Elamis. Hashem not only made one Tzimtzum. There's like he's going to say, there's infinite Tzimtzumim. And he said, Lo Shin Kama Meir Al Misper Bilti Mesuyim. Kama means many, means there's unlimited amount of Tzimtzumim. Shai Be'emes Yesh Tzimtzumim Rabim. Adin Kes, there's an infinite amount of Tzimtzumim. Why? Kivin Shayesh Elam is Bali Misbard, just like there's infinite amount of worlds, and every world is lower than the earlier world. In every world, Bina is lower than Chachman, Das is lower, and the, you know, so there's infinite worlds, there's infinite levels in each world, so therefore there's infinite Tzimtzumim.
Happening right now.
Yeah. Kmeshakos Balam is saying Misbard. Like the Basik says, the alam is a mispa, meaning there's an unlimited amount of maidens. Altikri alam is elo elamis haydi b'meila yeshkam tzimtzumim b'mli mispot. So therefore, it's understood there's infinite amount of tzimtzumim. Why did Hashem do all those tzimtzumim to create the dirabit to create tachtoinim? What is our role in this whole thing? Hashem created the lowest of lowest levels tachtoinim. Our role is to make, through our Veda, is to make the Dira B'tachteinim. That's why we become partners with Hashem. Hashem put the investment in, he made the world. Now we have to run the world. That's our investment, the partners with Hashem in making the Dira B'tachteinim. And he says, there's a symptom in every world, to every world, in every world. Klal is calling in at Tzimtzum. Generally speaking, he says there's three general Tzimtzumim. which is Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. That's generally speaking, there's three, like the Rebbe said many times, there's infinite levels of Gan Eden. Generally speaking, it's higher Gan Eden, lower Gan Eden, but it's basically infinite amount. There's infinite amount of Tzimtzumim. Generally speaking, it's Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. There's three general tzimtzumim from Hashem to us. One is min ha'maytel netzalim, the way Hashem creates or forms atzilus. She'er nitzamtzim liyasnimshel b'shem havaya, dalet eis b'shem havaya, which is the 10 spheres of atzilus. In other words, from a locus higher than world to create worlds, even atzilus, is one level of tzimtzum. Why? Because now it becomes 10 levels. That's the way Anochi, Ata, the essence of Hashem, comes into a name, Yudke Vavke, Yud is Chachma, He is Bina, Vav is the six fetus, and He is Malchus. That's a tzimtzum from the level which is higher than world. No, this in fact he's talking about. Well, all of that is included into one. Tulatzilus. And then he says, symptom abeis is latzilus labia. The second symptom is bria yashmiayin, comes from atzilus into bria tzirnasiyin. Mishem avaya to the name of alukim. Because again, atzilus is a level of yutke vavke, it's alukus. World is created with Elohim. So in other words, like this, basically, Anechi Hashem Elokecha. There's a level of Anechi which is completely higher than any worlds. Then it becomes Havaya, the level of Atzilus. Right? Above time and place. The level of Yud Kevav. Then it comes into Bria Yitzir Nasiya. That's the level of Elohim. That's in the first one. V'tzimtzim ha-gimel is b'shem alukim gufa. Sheti yisavis m'shem alukim. That the creation from shem alukim should be in a way of hell and v'hester of concealment. V'tachas kol antzitzim. In other words, it's very interesting. You have... Okay, thank you. Thank you. So you have like this. You have Ata, which is above Tzimtzum. Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaElam. So these are three Tzimtzumim. From Ata, which is the essence, above world, above having any limitation whatsoever. Then you create, like he says here, Havaya, which is Atzilus. Then you have Elokeinu, which is Bial, okay, Elokim. And then you have that Elokim should create limited worlds. That's Melech HaElam.
So Bia, and then under that is our Eretz. What's under Bia?
Bria?
Bia.
Bia, you mean?
Bia, what's under Bia?
That he said the third one is that Elokim itself should create worlds that are limited.
The worlds are in Asiya.
No, even Asiya is a spiritual world. Bria Yetzir and Asiya are spiritual worlds. From Asiya Ruchni comes Asiya Gashmi. Okay, anyway. V'tachas called Tzimtzumim. What is the purpose? All these Tzimtzumim, infinite, but generally speaking, three, to have unity with Hashem. Haynu kol echad mi Yisrael. That every single Yid. V'chol b'nei Yisrael yisachtu me'kodesh baruch hu. To become one with Hashem, ad la'achdus kazu, to such a unity that you can't even differentiate amongst Jews. In other words, that bayomo hiye Hashem echad u'shmo echad, v'ro kol baso yachtov, that even hunk of meat as meat will also v'ro in a right way of ri'iya ki pi Hashem dibur. Meaning, there'll be such a revelation of Hashem that the highest level and the lowest level are equal. And then when that happens, the whole world is one with Hashem. There's not even separation of Atzilus and Bria. Now, in the Dira V'Tachtonim process, there's higher than Atzilus, and then Atzilus and Bria, you know, that's now to create the Tachtonim. What's the ultimate purpose of this, which is obviously the era of Mashiach? What is it happen? What happens then? Then happens then that everything is only a Golukus. That's it. There's no Atzilus, there's no Bria, there's no Yitzira, there's no nothing.
All inclusive.
All inclusive. That's the level. That revelation will be revealed at Tchias HaMeisim. That's why it's the purpose of creation. Okay, so let's finish the Maimer. Vayidei ma'aseinu v'avidaseinu. And through our Avayda. Obey v'nshiminatz l'metza eitzris that we utilize. And the Rebbe said before, to fight this battle of Dira v'tachtonim, the king throws out all the treasures. Throws them all out. So he says, we should utilize them. There's a famous man, the Rebbe said, Megist, Megist, Megist. He said, we pour. That means this revelation's coming unbelievably abundant and great. Every single yid, which is a part of Tzivis Hashem, to fight the battle of Hashem. V'mamal tafkid, and a person fulfills his mission. Matzirim menatzech melchom ha'idei ha'itzris, and you win the battle through the treasures, azay bo gulo amitas v'ashleima. And then comes the ultimate gilui of the Mashiach, shaz yikuyim ha'yid, that will be fulfilled the promise. V'nig l'kved Hashem. Everybody will see the revelation of Elokus, which is the level of Basi Lagani Lagnuni. Lemokim Shoye Iku Betchila, where Elokus was at the beginning. In other words, it's remarkable. The essence of godliness at the beginning of creation was down here. The essence of creation, that's what the Medrash says. The Shekhinah was down in Iker Shekhinah. That means the level of Malchus Lifnei Atzimtzum. Okay, that level of Elokus is down here. So world had it already. So what's the problem? The problem is, Hashem says, that's not what I want. I want that I could do it. The Gnai can have the Shekhinah down here is no big deal. I want, in other words, in practical language, that I made a perfect world, big deal. That's not what I want. That's not a unique thing. Of course God can make a perfect world. He can do whatever he wants. What does Hashem want? That we should make a perfect world. That's what he wants. We should make the perfect world. Now, how do you make a perfect world out of perfection already? How do you make a perfect world out of perfect? But at the beginning, there was perfection. So how do you make perfection? How could a Jew make perfection of what Hashem made perfect? So what do? How do you put up a bigger building? You knock down the first one, and then you come and build up. So what did Hashem do? Neir alila b'nei Adam, like it says at the beginning of Tehillim. Hashem made a libel against people. He made Adam Adishan sin in the Eitz Hadas to destroy the world. And then he says, now, go do it yourself. 1 second. So we worked. You had the Ovis, you had Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, you had Yosef, you had Moshe Rabbeinu. Comes Matan Torah, the world reached almost perfection. Almost. Hashem says, that's perfection of a tzaddik level. I want perfection of a Baal Tshuva level, which is even greater, because that's a bigger chiddush, it's more unique. So what do you do after Matan Torah? So God helps, he has a good sense of humor, he makes the golden calf, the eagle. Destroyed the world, put the world back into pre-Eitz Hadas level. They destroyed the world, mamashing, that's why it's such a bad sin. Adam Rishon's sin was bad, and the eagle was a reincarnation, so to speak, of the Eitz Hadas sin. So now Hashem says, okay, guys, now make it Baal Tshuva. And therefore he says, now make me a Mishkan. After Shem Salach Kidvaracha, now from the time of the Beis HaMikdash until now, when Mashiach is coming, and we're going to have this Gilui of Lifnei HaTzimtzum, Iker Shechina B'Tachteinu Ma'aseh. And not only that, not as much as it was before, because nobody is knocking down, just keep it, to be greater than it was before. So the Eved made, there's something called the Mishkan, and then the Beis HaMikdash, and that destroyed, second Beis HaMikdash, that destroyed. And now we're doing the final last 2,000 years, working on this ultimate Gilui. Now, in order to make Tachtainim, Dirabit Tachtainim, even in Tachtainim, it can get worse. Lower. And we see where the world's going. It's going straight down, man. Choshech. The Yomish Choshech. You can feel the darkness. And therefore, what that happened 1,000 years ago, even though it was after the Churban already, but 1,000 years was not Tachten Shein Lamata, Tachten Lamata Imenu. It wasn't the lowest of Tachten. You had the Rishenim, the Rambam, Rashi, I mean, you know, come on. Now we're going down. Head first. This is the lowest of the low. And Dafke that, or brought into Choshech, L'chol B'nei Yisrael, Ha'ya'er B'mei Shreisim, this week's parsha. That's the way we create this Dira V'tachtonim that Hashem wanted from the beginning of creation. So it's a very simple concept of Dira V'tachtonim. It was a process. Why? Because the more we do, the greater the revelation.
The revelation by all those generations
that we're not, nothing,
kind of
nothing compared to what it's going to be. They are, yeah, but they did like this. So the question is, Chassidus asked the question many times, if the Rambam couldn't bring Mashiach, we're going to bring him? If Rabbi Akiva couldn't bring Mashiach, we're going to bring him? So the answer is, they're giants, and we're midgets, but the midgets are standing on top of the giants, so the midget sees further. It's a cumulative. Yes, all the generation were giants, and we're midgets. But we're the midgets on top of the giants. And what our uniqueness is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have. When it says in Parshas Bala Yischa, Moshe Anav made me kol Adam Asher al Pnei Adama, Moshe was the most humble person that ever lived. It says in the Zayin, harder. Hit him harder. The Zayin says that Moshe was most inferior when he saw our generation. That with all the darkness, we're still keeping Torah mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, I couldn't do that. I'm not on that level. That's, what did you want?
Rabbi, if Ruach Hashem was the air, and Ruach Mashiach was in the beginning,
yeah.
And we know the times of Mashiach later on is not going to be able to do it. How is it possible to do Kachayim in Etz Hadass?
Because Ruach HaLakim Rachefes Al Pnei HaMayim was the koyach, not the poil. It was potential.
No,
Iker Shechina was. But that was from Hashem's perspective. He did it.
So we can still sin if Hashem does it? Only if we do it,
we
won't be able to sin?
Hashem wanted, not only allowed us to sin, this is a uniqueness of Chassidus.
He made us.
Ask the world, did Eibishter want Eitz Hadas? Were you crazy? Of course not. So it says, of course, they wish to want an Eitz Hadas.
So
after the fact, when you bring Mashiach, we're going to celebrate Eitz Hadas. Okay.
Rabbi, how come he says, I came back to my garden, not to my field?
Because the world is a garden. It's beautiful. We can accomplish here.
The field?
Huh? The city is better than the field. The city is civilized. We make this a city, we make it civilized. Yes, there's a field that things grow, it's not like a desert, but our role is to make Midbar, desert, into city, to civilize it, where God rests, Adam.
Right.
Yeah. What good does it do to them when they're going to come back again? 200 generations.
Because they hoped in the process.
To somebody else unrelated.
1 second. They hoped in the process.
But they didn't enjoy it.
You know the story, it's a Gemara in Tainus. You know the story in the Goyish world they took, it's called Rip Van Winkle? Rip Van Winkle.
Rip Van Winkle?
He's not American.
Rip Van Winkle, yeah.
Cheney Amago saw a guy making a carrot, planting a carrot tree, an old man. He says to the guy, you know, sir, it takes 70 years for a carrot tree to produce fruit. You ain't going to be around them. Why are you doing it? Yes? So the guy answered him, you see this tree? This carob tree? Why am I benefiting it from now? Because my parents, grandparents planted it. I'm doing now for the sake of my children. Grandchildren. One minute. Let me finish. So they all are part of the process. When you come and invent new medicine or technology, right? It wasn't a guy from today. It was the guys of all the scientific developments in the year helped to develop this new thing. Sure we are. All of Torah mitzvahs we got. All the sages of the Torah that they taught us in the way to behave. Of course we're benefiting from it.
Isn't Mashiach come, the death would arise?
Yes.
So that they will enjoy it when the
Mashiach... While they were alive, they couldn't enjoy it. But they did enjoy it because they know they're part of a process.
Okay, they are enjoying. What about the rest of humanity? Why not everybody enjoying? Why
they should.
A fraction of 1%.
They should.
But they are not. Why God
because they don't learn Chassidus.
What?
The Goyim don't learn Chassidus. Okay, and he says, "Ubiika beisam migdash." It should be a base of Migdash. Be'eretz HaKedosh, Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Tov Midei Hashem Elokecha Bo, where the eyes of Hashem are all constantly there. From the beginning of the time until the, from the beginning of the year to the end of the time. Ve'ein in Yeretzim Nei Peshutei. It means, Poshut, simply, She'bekod Yiv Mamash Hoch and Kol B'nei Yisrael Eretz HaKedosh. That all the Yidim will go to Eretz Yisrael with the coming of Mashiach. Nisham is Beguf Nisham in a body. B'noreinu B'zkeneinu. Like it says in this week's parsha, what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell us? Tell Parai, the men, women, the children, kasvam zahavam itam with the gold and silver, like the pasuk says, beruchnius, spiritual gold and silver, meaning ava and yira. The inyan kasvam zahavam itam begashmi is bana chayim zeno, children, life, health, wealth, and everything. The whole family, yeah, it's a family event. B'simchas elam al-reishim with the ultimate simcha, b'gula amitaz v'ashleim ha'idei Mashiach tzedkenu b'meirav yameinu mamash. So this maimer, the Rebbe is explaining that Elukus is all the way up and Elukus comes all the way down to infinite amount of tzimtzumim. What is the purpose of all this? To create a dira le'yizbarach b'tachtenim through our avodah. Very simple. Okay, let's go start the Maimer from Tov Shulchan Beis, which is harder, but let's see what we can do about it. No, the two Maimarim that the Rebbe said, explaining that 12th chapter, Basi Lagani. Okay, let's start it, at least until Yishvat. Basi Lagani Achei Sikalom. Okay, all the Yitzhak Maimonim begin Basi Lagani. Like 99% of all Yitzhak Kislev Maimonim begin Padav Shalim. So 100% of all the Yitzhak Maimonim begin Basi Lagani. And you say, my man Medish, the Friedrich Rebbe explains based on the Medish. Lagani, Lagnoni, to my guard, my dwelling place, the Malkum Shayi Ikri Betchila, where I was at the beginning. The primary Shechina was down here. But through the Avedis, the equivalent of 7 Avedis, caused the Shechina to check out. Then 7 Tzadikim got up and brought the Shechina back down from higher to lower. Admei Shrabbeinu. Rei Enem and Shoko Yisrael, the faithful shepherd of all Eden. Shua Shi, who is the seventh. From Avram Avinu. V'chol Ashvin Chavivin. And all seven are precious. Shehim Shechas Hashchina. He brought back, the Ovis brought back the Shechina from Rekia Aleph to, the Ovis brought the Shechina back from 7 to 6 to 5 to, and Meshe Rabbeinu brought the Shechina back down from first level of Rekia back down to earth. Shezel Tachlis Inyan Shile Dira Yisbara B'Tachtainim. That's the ultimate purpose of Dira B'Tachtainim. Abachadesh Inyan Zayiyah B'Kviyas. That it shouldn't only be a matan teda; it should be permanent. Therefore, right after the Shechina was brought back down by matan teda, there was a tzivui, there was a commandment to make vasil in the shechanti b'seichem, the inyan of mishkan, the inyan of the mishkan, which is migdash, which mishkan is called migdash. It says in the Pasuk, Vasis, so in other words, like this. How do you keep Alukos permanently down here? By building a Mishkan. Well, how is the Mishkan built? Again, through the Kroshim. Atzei Shitim Eindim. Mavai Vaduch and the Frid, they're going to explain to great length. She'ei, she is Kedesh, that the words, the letters of Kedesh, Kroshim board, made in Aleph and Aveda, shows what is the Aveda. In other words, like this. What does the Pasuk say? The Rebbe is adding nuances. Vasisa sakrashim la mishkan. Okay? You have to make. In other words, how do you make the mishkan? Vasisa, how do you do it? Make the krashim keresh sheker la mishkan. Meaning. And, here. Ati she demanded him. He explains, the ultimate Aveda is you become Atze Shitim. Not Shtus, but not Shtus of evil, craziness of Kedusha, which is completely illogical. In other words, the Rebbe says very simple. In order to create this Dira B'Tachtenim, to have the essence of Hashem revealed down here, you cannot have normal avodah. Normal work. It has to be crazy work. Craziness of good. Because in order to reveal the essence of Hashem, which is above normal and crazy, and you need to do... normal avodah is not going to do it. Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is higher than Seichel. There's no reason to tell you for Mesiras Nefesh. Like the Friedrich Rebbe said, we mentioned many times, the definition of Mesiras Nefesh is Azei Unitandish. This is the way it's going to be, and it's not what to talk about. It's not going to be any different. It's logical, illogical. It doesn't make sense. You're going to do something. There's no way in the world of nature you're going to be able to accomplish it. But that's only when you're doing it with normal, with nature. When you're dealing with normalcy of worlds, or normalcy of worlds, whichever way you pronounce it. But when you want to bring down, you want to make Kedesh, the Sheker to Kedesh, you want to make Shtus of evil to Shtus of Kedusha, you got to go, woo, wapo. What?
No, I was saying by Dharma Mouth, where he was dancing, was a
Torah. Also.
So that was her complaint, his wife's complaint.
That you're crazy.
Right.
So it's late now, but there was once a picture in the Aldermaner Journal. The Rebbe used to sometimes go to whistle by Verbrengens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, to Abbasara especially. Well, they printed a picture. They showed, the next week, they made a picture. They took a picture, and it was in the Aldermaner Journal. There was a picture of the Rebbe whistling. So right away, Chassidim were screaming at him. Not nice, the Rebbe's whistling, where you're putting a picture, going out to all the from Yidden, and they were screaming and yelling. Anyway, next Rebbe, the Rebbe spoke a sicha, and he says, Rebbe used to tshchadri. The Rebbe said, it's a pasuk in Chumash. When the Arden was coming back, he said, David HaMelech was mecharked, whatever the words in the psukim, which by definition means David HaMelech was whistling. He says, what's the problem with, in Kedusha? Yeah, whistling, no, whistling always in the frum world, a shoy gets fifed.
It's not classic.
A shoy get, a guy, yeah, exactly, a shoy gets, yeah. No. So, but there is, in Yiddish, an expression, unfife and developed means you don't reckon with world. You whistle on the world, you don't care about them. Whoa. There's an aveid and ruchnius, unfife and developed, meaning not to give a hoot about what the world's going to think or say or whatever.
Yeah, there's an expression, it's a
good day.